And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful.
So darn good.
That's exactly right, Jeff.
So what have you been up to this week, Fred?
Oh, I've been up to no good, as usual.
Yeah? Did you enjoy the Valley of the Moon?
They did, I can't even say it right, but it was an homage to Monty Python at Valley of the Moon, and it was spectacular. Those guys just do a phenomenal job.
Yeah, they do.
And it's all high school kids, junior high school kids, and it's just a wonderful production. It's a lot of fun, a lot of energy, and it was just a great time. And people really need to check out Valley of the Moon. Just Google Valley of the Moon. I don't have their web address in front of me, but...
I think it's valleyofthemoon.com, or you can go to Facebook.
Actually, valleyofthemoon.org.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Go to Facebook, and Angus McDougall will be happy to guide you through the fascinating place that is
the
Valley of the Moon.
That's right.
That guy is just a kick. We need to have him on the show more often. I think next time you're out of town, I'm going to have him come in as the co-host.
I don't think I'm going to leave. I think that's one good reason to stay.
Oh, that threat?
Yeah, was that? Yeah,
Angus
yeah.
will be coming in to replace Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Who can I get to replace you?
A brick, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, a gold brick.
A gold bricker, yes, exactly.
So, by the way, happy Labor Day to folks this weekend.
That's right.
Tomorrow, I'm sure there's going to be lots of parades and picnics and all sorts of people celebrating the fact that they work.
Labor Day! Good one, Fred.
What?
That's true. We're happy that we work.
No,
so we get a day off.
That's right. So there's lots of stuff going on in the old Pueblo, as usual. Actually, some of these things are going to be off, and we'll be talking about them again and again until they happen.
You need lead time. You got to buy good tickets, you got to get in early.
So the Tucson Oktoberfest, the 2012 Tucson Oktoberfest.
Yeah, that's not really one of them. You could pretty much walk up to the door and get into Oktoberfest.
Well, yeah, because they want to pack everybody in.
That's right.
But that's September 27th through the 30th at Reed Park, or High Corbett Field. It's $3 to get in. Do you believe that? $3.
That is so darn expensive.
And the headliner for this event is the Bouncing Checks, the polka band, the Bouncing Checks.
Very cool.
And they're very popular.
Are you a big polka fan?
I do like a good polka once in a while.
Okay, on to the next thing.
And it also includes the 2012 Dachshund races. So if you want to, and this is why we have such a
instead
long
of Jack Terrier, instead of Jack Russell Terriers, they're going to have Dachshunds race.
They have the Wiener Dogs.
The Wiener Dog races.
It's the Dachshund races, and they are registering the dogs now. It's a $12 entry fee for that. So get ready for brats and beer and Dachshunds.
And Dachshunds. And a great polka band.
Yeah. The Bouncing Checks. I just love that name.
I understand.
Okay. So, on September 7th, which is actually this coming, I think, Friday.
Yes.
Got my math right?
Yes.
There's a fundraiser at Borderlands Brewing Company downtown. It's, I think, their true inaugural event opening, but it's supporting the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation.
Yeah, very nice.
Friends of the show, Mike McKendrick and Patty Balance and all those kids.
Yeah.
So if you go down there and try some fabulous craft beers, it is going to support the Fire Foundation initiatives. And
what are those initiatives, do you know?
Fight fire.
No.
No, they support...
To support the families of firemen.
And the firemen and fire personnel themselves. They actually do things like they pay for training, additional training that the municipalities around Southern Arizona don't pay for or can't afford. They pay for equipment to go with the firefighters, and they do support the families if there's injuries or that kind of thing for the firefighters.
Or worse, So it's a very, very important organization that's not that old. It's only a couple, 3 years old. So.
Yeah, and they're doing a great job.
So please support them.
Now, here's something I know you love, Jeffrey. Tucson Roller Derby.
Love it.
So.
You
know, that's usually
my phone malfunction. Now your buddy George gives you a new phone, and you don't know how to control it.
I don't know how to use it.
Uh-huh.
So the Tucson Roller Derby is coming up on,
Yes.
This is not es bueno. This is bad dates for these.
Why is that?
Well, they sent out the press release that says March 24th, 2012.
Yeah, that's last year, or that's earlier this year.
Yeah, it's earlier this year. But this is the 10th season, home season, with Tucson Roller Derby. And we'll have to, September 28th. It's right in the text, but it's wrong in the bottom. So on September 28th, they're having their first bout, the Vice Squad versus the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses.
And have we decided whether or not you're going to get to be a referee at Roller Derby this year?
No, I think you need to work that out with them.
No. I want you to be the referee.
No, you need to call them up and say, hey, I think I need some kind of reference from you.
Okay, I will do that, Fred.
But this year, this month, they're supporting, the bout supports the Tucson Community Food Bank.
Right.
And that's a wonderful thing. Now, this is for our dear mother, announcing this, the 5th Annual Texas Hold'em Poker Party, which supports Angel Charities.
I don't know if Mom would like you telling everybody how much of a poker person she is.
Well, she actually won, I think, a couple years ago.
Yeah, but, you know,
She was, like, in the money.
Yeah, she's got that, you know, attitude and that kind of aura around her that she's so nice and sweet.
And naive.
But then you stick her behind a deck of cards, and she's going to take you for everything you got.
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's got that persona, and people trust her, and she smiles.
And
all of a sudden, she shows over 4 aces, and, you know.
And two of them are diamonds.
Yeah, people are walking out of there without their shirts.
Yeah.
So, Friday,
but it's for a good cause.
It is for a good cause. So Friday, October 12th, 2012, this year, is the 5th Annual Texas Hold'em Poker Party supporting Angel Charities. And those ladies do so much good in this community.
Yes, they do.
Everything that's named, like the big brothers and sisters have an angel building. I mean, all sorts of organizations all around this community have angels supporting them, and we should support the angels.
Yes, we should.
So we have other stuff coming up this coming weekend, but we'll get to those later with our guests.
Yes.
And I guess it's time to take a little break.
All right,
but
so
we
folks.
We do need to remind people, visit us, fredandjeff.com.
Yes.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
And like us on Facebook.
Right. And if you want to sign up for our newsletter, so you kind of get a sneak preview of who's on the next show. And don't forget, if you miss shows, you can go to fredjeff.com and download them, or go to iTunes and iPod or download the podcast.
Yeah, subscribe for free, the Fred and Jeff Show podcast.
Right. That's for our buddy Donnie Coleman from Mayfield, who all day long is driving around delivering roses to wonderful people. So he has something fun to listen to.
Well, speaking of which,
yes, we're taking a break.
Well, no, Don is giving us a dozen roses to give away. So listen very closely, because some inane thing that we say will become a trivia question.
I take great umbrage to that. We don't say inane things.
No, we do. Our guests don't. We do. So we'll say things that are stupid or ridiculous, going down rabbit holes, as you like to say.
Yes. Because there's always a cute blonde down a rabbit hole, right?
Well, cute blondes fall down rabbit holes.
Right, so you got to follow them.
I guess so.
So, folks, stick around here on the Fred and Jeff Show. We'll be right back with some fabulous guests. See you in a minute.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our tapestry of heritage and culture attracts interest from around the world.
While our vibrant community of artists lifts our spirits and sparks our imagination.
Because downtown Tucson is coming to life.
Because you can dress down for the rodeo in the morning and dress up for the theater at night.
Because an army of entrepreneurs and small business owners help fuel our economy.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520-721-4848.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating all the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
And folks, don't forget, please support our sponsors, because without their cash, we are not here to talk.
Yeah, but we also love our sponsors. You've used all of our sponsors, and they're great folks.
Well, and it's funny that you say that, because when you say, I've used all of our sponsors,
we
have used all of our sponsors. We haven't personally used Casa de Luz Hospice.
Yes, we have.
But we have family members that have gone through their services, and it was a wonderful thing. So yeah, our sponsors are our friends, and folks, give them a call, give them a try. This is a personal recommendation that they're all fantastic, so check them out.
And you can also check them out if you go to fredandjeff.com. The links are there.
Right.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. And actually, we will be announcing a winner from our little Facebook thing, everybody who has liked us up until the end of last month. So we need to pull those names.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And give out some fabulous prizes.
Yeah, so someone's going to get an email this week congratulating them and where to come and get their stuff. That's a good one. Yeah, thanks for reminding.
Yeah. So in studio today, this is our September downtown show. We love downtown.
Downtown.
That's later in the show.
Oh.
But with us is Kaylin Jensen from the Tucson Downtown Partnership. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, we love having you. So what fun things are going on besides St. Saturday?
How long is the show? We have plenty of time. There's plenty going on downtown.
No, we never have enough time.
Never. So Second Saturday is coming up. We have a great lineup on the Scott stage. We have Combo West Side, which is a jazz bossa nova kind of thing. Then followed up with the Tryst. And then the Dunwells, which says luscious vocal harmonies, elements of Celtic and American folk, rock, blues, pop, and soul. So it's very exciting. Hope everyone comes down for that. And
Do you know what the movie's going to be this month?
I don't.
Any idea what the movie's going to be?
Let me see if I can find out.
Because that's a potential trivia question right there.
That is.
What's the movie going to be at Second Saturdays?
Oh, Night at the Museum.
Very nice. Night at the Museum.
Yeah.
Very good. So how many people do you guys usually get downtown for Second Saturday?
For Second Saturdays? Usually around 10,000.
10,000.
And what's
people.
Great about that is there are people from every single zip code in Tucson. It's everybody. It's very family friendly. Something for everybody. It's really fun. For the most part, it's completely free. Great place to take the family.
Well, really, if you're going to pay for anything, you're going to pay for maybe food.
And there's plenty of great food.
Or you're going to wander into a local pub and have a cocktail. And
local pub. The retail shops almost all stay open. So you can wander in, see, we have a bunch of new retail coming in. So I really advise people to check that out.
Anything
there's some great, unique little boutique places there.
Just, yes, there are.
You cannot find this stuff anywhere else in town.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We're excited.
All right.
Things are happening downtown.
And, of course, there's no problem with parking.
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
Because there's like 15,000.
15,000 parking spaces.
So everybody could come to Second Saturday in their own car, and there'd still be 5,000 parking spaces left.
Absolutely.
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Friend.
But carpool. Carpool.
Oh, yes, carpool.
Yeah.
Or ride a bike. Or
ride
walk.
A bike or walk. Downtown is amazingly walkable. I always bike downtown. That's the most convenient way for me to get around.
Oh, do you live downtown?
I do. I live in Barrio Viejo.
Nice.
And then, obviously, I work downtown. So it's convenient.
That's super cool.
I can't overstate the just convenience of living. It's incredibly convenient.
All right. So second Saturdays.
Second Saturdays. And, of course, we're right in the middle of HoCo Fest.
HoCo Fest.
Yes. And you'll hear all about that in a little bit. We woke up David Sluts. I'm sure he's incredibly sleep deprived and drug
That's
him down to the studio.
Kids.
He has little kids and he's in the middle of this gigantic festival. It's been tons and tons of fun. So I hope he'll talk about that in a little bit.
And, yeah. Well, let's talk about it now.
All right.
Because parked in front of a microphone is none other than
look
David
at that.
Sluts.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, David?
Well, getting through this weekend. Yeah.
So, David, let's have the listeners know a little bit about you because we went to school together back
That's
in
right.
the day.
That's right. Class of 97, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Exactly right. And
sorry. So, hey, no, I like that because that makes me younger too.
That's right.
Very good. Beautiful.
Well, very good,
class
sir.
Of 98. All right.
1897.
Okay, who's our next guest, Fred? So, David, tell us about who... So, you're from Tucson. You're a Tucson guy.
Yeah, I'm born and raised Tucson guy. I've been a musician most of my life, and now I have parlayed that into this sweet gig, booking all the events at Hotel Congress and a lot of downtown stuff.
Wow, how did you do that?
I don't know. I just stuck around, I guess, long enough.
Attrition.
Know, so, yeah, attrition. And there I am. And then he said, will you do this? And I said, sure.
All right, that's great. Yeah. And is there anything that you work on in your spare time that you're passionate about that you'd like to chat about?
Well, you know, I'm still a musician. I mean, that and the fact that I have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old as well. So there's, you know, my time is pretty much eaten up for maybe like an hour and a half of sleep and then the kids and the music.
Plug the band.
What?
Plug the band.
Which one? I'm in three.
Wow.
Well, plug all three.
Well, the Sand Rubies Sidewinders was a notable band back in its day. And then I have this performance art comedy band called the Zsa Zsas. And now sort of a solo thing. So we just keep busy, you know. This lot of ADD goes a long way for this. So
that's good. Yeah. And so now you're hooked up with Club Congress.
Yeah, and I've been there quite a while. I love the place. It's such a wonderful venue and a wonderful building, and we do so many neat things there. And I think I have the best job in town because we get to create all these events, not just music, but all sorts of other events. And downtown is just, you can see it just blowing up right now. It's so much fun to be down there, even with all the dust coming. I mean, it's a great time, and I just think we've set the table for a really cool downtown, one of the country's best, I think, pretty soon here.
Wow, that's high praise. That's awesome.
Well, there's a lot of great creative energy right down here. I mean, we have so many good people working. We have so many great artists and a lot of investment from local folks. It's fun. It's really a great time to be down.
Well, and I think that's something you can't understate is that there is tons of individuals who are investing in downtown.
That's it.
It's, you know, it's the entrepreneurial spirit that's making it fly.
It's always been that. It's like, get out of our way, let's do it. And since sort of people have just started building, now you're seeing all the real energy coming just from the people, you know, the business leaders, and a lot of great energy and great creative folks too. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun.
We've had over $200 million of private investment just in the downtown core since the beginning of the Great Recession. And almost all of that's coming from local folks. These are people who live in Tucson, who love downtown, have a passion, like David said, have an amazing creative energy. It's really unlike anything else. I think we're well on our way to being the next urban center, the vitalized urban center in the Southwest.
Well, and you said one thing that I disagree with, and the only reason that I disagree with it is because it's not just local people that have made downtown vibrant. We've got folks from other states, other cities that are investing in downtown too, like the gentleman we had on a couple of months ago from Sparkroot.
Oh, yeah, he just came. He's been here for a little while, but I consider him a local now.
He's a local.
Here. He's invested in the community.
Wasn't he from San Francisco, though?
He was,
originally?
But he's put his chips into the Tucson downtown basket, which is, that's what we care about. It's when
which
you
makes
get these,
him local, which, yeah.
And
you're
when
right.
you get these guys coming from out of town who then just buy a property, so that's not that as interesting to us as the people who live and work and decide to really commit to it like he has. So.
Well, and that's kind of why we see that authentic feel downtown, that really wonderful, uniquely Tucson vibe. I think if someone comes here from someone else and starts up a business that fits in just fine, that local Tucsonans love and support, which we've seen plenty of people support the businesses downtown, although we can always use more, I think that makes them Tucsonans.
That's, well, I'll go with that.
Yeah, that's very, very true. So, David, what are you in the middle of this weekend?
Well, this is our big Labor Day weekend for the last, now this is our eighth one, I can't believe it's already been 8 years, is our big festival. And it started out as a celebration of Tucson music. And we originally brought back a lot of reunions for a lot of bands and just started it. And it was so successful. And by the way, it used to be our slowest weekend of the year. Now it's our busiest weekend of the year. And now it's 8 years on. And like tonight, for example, is just, I'm really excited about tonight because it's the quintessential Tucson show. We have the Dusty Chaps, Chuck Wagon the Wheels, Bob Meehan. I mean, the Pawnbroker, Stumble In, Poco, all these old places. And tickets are flying out. It's just a blast. I think the Dusty Chaps, next to maybe Linda Ronstadt, who you may have heard of, is probably the most popular band ever. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. Yeah. That's very cool. Now, did you try to book her?
We'll get her next year.
Well, that's very great. Now, how did this start? What's the genesis of this?
Well, it started when Club Congress turned 20 years old in 2005. I said, I want this to represent 20 years. We were part of the history of the music community. Let's bring back all these wonderful acts and have all these acts show off Tucson and what they've done. And we got 25 different acts to reunion that year. It was amazing.
How did you do that?
It was
most bands, they've got a shelf life.
I had to be a therapist for a lot of, but I mean, there's, people had died, people weren't getting along, but we just, it was so much fun. And so we've kept that going. There's always a reunion aspect, but now we've always tried to make it more of a Tucson, quintessential Tucson festival with solar power stages. We always have a big Latin night now with all this wonderful Latin the music that we have in this town that's completely underrated. Now that's what it's sort of formed into now, and that's what we're celebrating this weekend.
So is tonight the last night of the festival?
We're actually adding a bonus night tomorrow night with some national acts coming off of a festival in L.A., so we thought, why don't we tack on a bonus night? We never usually do Monday night, but what the heck.
And who are those guys?
A band called Turquoise Jeep is leading the charge. They're the big headliner of that night, and they're just ridiculously comical hip-hop act.
I think last year, if I remember correctly, one of my favorite groups was Phantom Limbs reunited.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that was like when we were in elementary school.
That's right. Yeah. I think so, back in the 80s. We were 7, I think, when they were around.
You guys have fuzzy math.
Is that fuzzy math?
Yeah, a little. But that's okay.
I'm always
Okay, now you have fuzzy vocabulary.
Yeah, mathematically challenging.
Yeah, well, you were a city councilman, so we all expect you to have fuzzy math.
Well, that's true. Yeah, so, I mean, these reunion events are just spectacular, especially if you were there and, when those bands were really playing. I mean, younger people who come in and see them now are going to enjoy them as much as we did when we were...
Right. This festival is really a Tucson festival for Tucsonans. In spite of, we have many international, national acts, this is really for Southern Arizona, and that's how we sort of brace it.
All right, 30 seconds left before we have to take the break. Where can people get tickets? Do they have to come to the door tonight?
Well, you can still get them online for a few more hours, but you might as well just come on down to the event tonight. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great night tonight.
Perfect. Yeah. All right, folks. Well, we're at the bottom of the hour already, so stick around. We've got more fun stuff here on the Fred and Jeff Show, and we'll see you in a minute.
It's never been easier to enjoy downtown, even during construction.
Downtown.
And with more than 15,000 parking spaces, it's a breeze to find a spot.
Downtown.
While you're downtown, you can enjoy everything from old-class cuisine to great casual dining. Have a night out on the town with the best nightlife around.
Shop at amazing stores with unique fashionable goods that you won't find anywhere else in town. Take in a show downtown.
Explore dozens of galleries
downtown.
And museums support your local
downtown.
Businesses see more at
downtowntucson.org. That's a better ad. People will love that. People will go, did you hear that dumb ad for downtown? Right, see if you can do something like that.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in southern Arizona.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. I figured since you can buy politicians so easily these days, why not rent an entire party? So I contacted Arizona Party Rental, and they said, that's not what we do. Well, guess what I found out? I found out they rent everything you need to throw a party. You know, I'm the kind of guy who likes getting married so often, it's good to know. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net. Now, every time I get married, I call on Arizona Party Rental. If you're like me and you say I do more often than Larry King, call on Arizona Party Rental. And unlike Uncle Sam, they understand what a tight budget means.
Thanks a lot, David. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Do what Fitzsimmons does. Draw your own conclusions. Visit Arizona Party Rental today on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on-site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
Welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Rostat. I'm sitting here with my little brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
I'm standing here with my little brother Jeff.
Yes, we are standing today, aren't we, Fred?
Well, we stand.
We sit, we stand, we dance, we laugh.
And we're
this is the Fred and Jeff Show.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. One of the things we didn't mention at the beginning of the show, and I totally forgot, it was on my notes and I forgot about it, the Apple Harvest Celebration is this weekend in Wilcox.
You gotta go to that.
You gotta go to that.
You gotta go
so
to that.
You go down, have some apple pie, and then come back up and have some fun at Hotel Commerce.
Well, apple cider, apple pie, apple butter. There's a lot of things you can do with apples, kind of like shrimp. Shrimp, remember that?
Yeah, Bubba.
Bubba. But yeah, the Apple Pie Festival, outstanding time.
Harvest Celebration in Wilcox.
But I go for the apple pie. Okay. So I call it the Apple Pie Festival.
Okay, you can call it whichever you want. But it's truly called the Apple Harvest Celebration in Wilcox.
That's right.
Little.
So, what else you got, Fred? What else did you forget?
Visit us at FredandJeff.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. So, you know, we're switching gears here. We were talking to Caitlin and David about some cool stuff going on in the downtown. But now we have something that is near and dear to our hearts. I think our dad got his first kiss in this little shop of joy. The Fox Theater downtown.
Yeah.
One of the seminal pieces of the downtown collection of history. And we have the executive director and the development and sales associate. Craig Sundberg is the executive director. And Tamara Mack, I always have to do the mnemonic in my brain before I say your name. Tamara Mack, who's the development and sales associate. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey.
Hey, thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you, because we're happy to have you here.
I mean, I'm happy now. I don't know about the end of the show.
No, you'll be
so
more happy.
So far, it's been good.
You'll be more happy.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the Fox Theater, Craig.
Well, as a newcomer to Tucson, I know you kind of, there was some disparagement of the newcomers to Tucson earlier on the show.
We never disparage.
I know you're welcome people. I know.
We love newcomers.
As a relative newcomer, you know, I know what people tell me about the old Fox, but the history obviously is it was opened in 1930, had a great run of, you know, was the center of downtown Tucson, center of cultural life in Tucson for 40 some years, and then closed in 1974, shuttered the doors. Downtown was not at its best at that moment. Closed for 25 years. There were homeless people living in there. There were birds flying around. People would sneak in upstairs, college kids and high school kids. I'm sure maybe some of your friends to drink beer and
Fred.
I don't know who any of those people would be. I don't know any of them.
And from those dark days, Herb Stratford, a bunch of other folks got together and said, let's save this building. And they did. And it's a miracle that it stands and that it's as beautiful as it is. It has tremendous acoustics, which, you know, we get acts. Everybody from Pat Metheny, Joan Baez, you know, Willie Nelson, they just love playing there because, I mean, it's beautiful and everybody sees that, but it also has amazing acoustics, which is not as well known.
Yeah, people who have been following the bouncing ball of the Fox downtown over the years.
What? That's a great, because, you know, bouncing ball, silent movies that they had at the Fox, you'd watch the bouncing ball when you would sing the songs. And
man, I'm more clever than I realize.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to give you that much credit.
Okay. So you know, there have been a lot of huge milestones with the redevelopment of the Fox. The restoration of all the Art Deco, the hanging of the chandelier.
Yes.
All, you know, the refurb of all the chairs and the preservation of the historic John Wayne seat.
Yep. Underwritten by the mayor emeritus.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So it's very cool that the community has actually been very intimately involved in the restoration.
It was amazing. I mean, the Fox Theater is a testament to Tucsonans and their commitment to downtown, which everybody complains about, and it's all taking longer than everybody wanted. But, you know, my personal story is we came on a vacation to Tucson and kind of fell in love, and we took a tour of the theater because I love historic buildings. And I said, if somebody, group of people has committed this much support and dedication to this building, then people care about this downtown, and it will, you know, it'll thrive. And so that seems to be happening now.
Yeah, I remember when the marquee was lit, you know, they closed down Congress Street.
Yep.
And had a big celebration.
Yep.
It's just a great place to celebrate. And now it's showing movies. There's concerts in there all the time.
Yeah, we basically see ourselves now as a performing arts center. I mean, that's kind of how we book ourselves. So it's a lot of concerts. It's a lot of community events. And then we do films as well because it's a history of the building. And we'll always do classic film there because the people love coming there, sitting in the love seats in the balcony and watching Gone with the Wind. Or what did we show recently? The Birds we had this weekend.
Oh, yeah, Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, that's a very romantic film.
It's
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, you want to hold the person you're sitting next to close.
You're okay. up in the balcony drinking a cocktail watching that
You
movie.
Are. You are.
Yeah,
alcohol is allowed in. And we, about a year ago, we got hard alcohol license, so we serve it all, and people like that.
Yes, we do. A lot.
The people speak.
Yes,
people speak.
I am the people. Right. Yes, serve more. You know, quick question. Because you guys are holding live acts and you're showing movies, didn't they do that back 50 years ago, 60 years ago? Because the stage doesn't look like it was just built for movies.
Correct. The theater was built in that time between, in the kind of transition between vaudeville and movies. And a few years later, probably would have been built just as a movie theater with a set movie screen.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, they were kind of hedging their bets and doing for both. So we got the best of all worlds and therefore have a stage that can hold a lot of people. And we can do a full-on dance Broadway show, but pretty much everything short of that, the Fox can handle. And we do a ballet every, a Nutcracker ballet.
Russian, right.
The Moscow Ballet comes every year. We have a show coming up this fall called Mystic India, which is a 20 dance, you know, Indian dance, Bollywood inspired, crazy just evening of music, Indian music and dance. And that'll be, so that kind of thing. And there's just no place with better sight lines, acoustics, alcohol than the Fox.
Yeah, well, from someone who's performed at the Fox, the little goofy little band that I'm in, we opened for Poco there a couple years ago.
Yep.
The acoustics there are amazing. They are just amazing. But I want to talk about this flyer that I'm holding in my hand that you guys have put out that I think it went out in the mail last week.
It's been out a couple of weeks. Our membership, our season brochure, and it is our first full season since we've reopened. So we have tickets on sale from October through April of shows at the Fox. We'll be adding to what's on sale now over the course of the next, few months. But, yeah, we have a full season, and we're very proud of that.
Well, let's talk about this. Are you responsible, Craig, for booking these acts?
Only the good ones.
Okay.
Yes.
So Pretty much all these acts.
It looks like they're all good.
Yeah, I mean, they're
okay. But they're all mine. Yeah.
So how do you pick the acts that you book at the Fox?
We've just kind of gone out there and told the artists that handle, you know, touring acts that we're open for business. There was a while there, particularly when the TCC was kind of running the Fox, mm-hmm. when we were just doing rentals. So we didn't have the money. There was no vision. You know, we were in kind of a holding pattern at the foundation that runs the theater. And I was on the board at the time. But we've changed. We've grown. We've kind of built up the foundation, the contributed dollar support, and the staffing. So we're now booking acts, and they know that. So they tell me, I've got Willie Nelson coming through in 2 months. I have a date open. Can you handle him? And they know that it's a great venue, and they know that we do, you know, we're professional. And so we're getting offers for a lot of great stuff, and then I take what I think will sell in the community.
So you guys booked Willie. You had 2 months to sell out the Willie Nelson.
Correct. And the reason that works for the Fox is some, you know, usually a lot of people, UA Presents doesn't mostly book the way we do. And they're a partner of ours. We're doing 4 shows with them this year, which we're excited about. But they'll book out a year in advance. And almost 95% of their stuff is set in stone 12 to 18 months in advance.
Right.
We book out 3 to 9 months in advance. And with a show like Willie, I'll do it in as little as 2 months' time because I know I can sell that show out. So we're a little more nimble. We're somewhere between the Rialto and UA Presents in terms of how we book. The Rialto books very quickly. I mean, they'll do some stuff further out, but a lot of their stuff is, you know, 1, 2, 3 months out.
Is that because of the size of the venue?
It's the kind of venue, it's the kind of acts you get. They're just acts that tend not to book out. And I mean, the ones that are like Performing Arts Center acts, like Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, or the Hawaiian music we have coming up next year, those shows, like, they get a lot of people involved. They're kind of touring around the country. They like to set them in stone pretty far in advance. But a lot of the rock and country and, you know, blues acts, they'll just decide 3 to 6 months out, we want to go on tour in this period. These guys are free, so they'll tell their agents to start booking.
And you guys are at the top of the list.
In the Southwest, we are, yes.
That's awesome. So
is that true, David? So it's still hanging in the back? David said it's true. So
that's great.
And he knows.
That's great. So really, we've got it all downtown now. You could see Broadway shows, Broadway musicals. You can go to the Fox and see. I mean, and the list, the different types of acts from, I mean, it's from soup to nuts. It's amazing. And then you can go to the Rialto and see more progressive, more kind of newer acts.
Yeah,
there's really something for everyone.
We sort of see
downtown.
Ourselves as the adult venue downtown. I mean, we mean that in the nicest way. I mean, where it's cushy seats and it's very, very, you know, upscale experience. The Rialto has a different vibe. It attracts a different kind of audience.
Snoop Dogg and
yes. And kid, I mean, there's a lot of great music, but it's just a different, you know, you walk in there, you can tell, even without looking at the seats, you can tell, like, which venue you're in. And the Rialto is doing a lot of shows with the Fox now because we're doing stuff together that they might book themselves, but they realize it'd be better at the Fox or just fit the audience better, so we'll do them together.
All right, we have to take a quick break, our last break of the hour. Folks, stick around with us because when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these relationships you have with some of these other organizations that are really helping.
And we also want to talk with Tamara about our upcoming gala, which we are going to announce for the first time publicly who the entertainer will be for that night.
Sweet. So, folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, fivestartermite.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520 520- 721-4848.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful.
So darn wonderful.
We invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, and like us on Facebook.
That's right. And we have great guests here.
Yeah, with us in studio is Craig Sundberg, who's the executive director of the Fox Theater, and with him is Tamara Mack, who is a development and sales associate for the theater as well.
How you doing?
Good. Why are you laughing?
Well, I thought you were going to botch the name. I was just watching.
I got to tell you, I've known Tamara for...
long time.
10 minutes.
A long time. Yeah. Every single time I screw up her name. But she finally gave me a mnemonic. So before I say her name, I'm just like, Sahara Tamara.
Yep.
So, very nice. Very nice.
Unless you say Sahara, and then
it doesn't work tomorrow. Yeah, then you're right. Tomato, tomato. Yeah.
Yep.
So, real quick before we get, because Tamara, we're going to talk to you about some cool things that are happening to the Fox.
Right.
But the one thing I want to talk about before we leave you, Craig, is how do people and why would people want to become a member of the Fox?
Well, that is an excellent question. And I have an excellent answer, and it basically is because you get advance notice of all shows at the Fox. So this brochure that you mentioned earlier was sent out to about 15,000 people, but there was a member presale involved, so there was about a 10 to 14-day period when only members could buy tickets to these shows. And that's true even when we add a show. Like we just added today, actually, we went on sale with Bella Fleck, who's a great...
I saw that. I got that email, and there was a little code
correct.
In the email.
You can't give that code out because that's the secret member code.
There it is.
And that will go on sale to the public on Friday, but for members have 3 days to buy the best seats. So whenever whenever I do my introduction at the shows before the audience, I try and encourage the members who bought the seats first to raise their hands so people can see that, if you want to see the best, your favorite acts and get the best seats at the Fox, then... the easiest way to do that is a $50 membership. Memberships go up from there, and of course we do appreciate the bigger support from our community, 100, 250, and 500, and there are various benefits associated with those levels.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm a member of the Fox, and I wanted to go to the Willie Nelson concert, and so I looked online because we had the pre-sale.
Right.
If you're a Willie Nelson guy or a member of the Fox, you can buy Willie Nelson tickets, fourth row right in the middle.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Right. No extra charge, correct. Nothing. Just being a member of the Fox got me the opportunity to buy those primo tickets.
You heard it here first, folks.
Oh, folks.
True testimony.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to get outstanding tickets to any Fox production, you've got to become a member. And the $50 charge is for the whole year.
Annual charge. That's correct.
Yeah. It's not just a
one-time
deal.
We may hit you up for other money during the year, but that's all you have to give.
Well, you guys keep bringing great acts like this. That's a no-brainer.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So, Tamara.
Yeah.
Tell us about this gala.
Oh, this is so much fun. Last year was the first year we did it. It's called the Chasing Rainbows Gala. And it's based on the idea that the first movie that was shown at the Fox in 1930 was Chasing Rainbows. And like the Fox, it was actually made in 1929, but didn't open until 1930. You probably didn't see the movie, but do you know that song, Happy Days Are Here Again?
Happy Days Are Here Again.
Well, that's what's in that movie. Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's a classic movie, and so we've named the gala after it, and it's on November 18th. And it's going to be the Fox, and we're going to go back to the 1930s looks. You know, the classic cars, the gowns, the red carpet, the celebrities, the fun of it. And we have a wonderful performer coming in that's going to be part of this event.
And do we need a drum roll?
I think we do.
Fred?
There you go. Mr. Steve Winwood, Grammy Award winner.
Wow.
Yeah, we're really excited. And, of course, you know, The Higher Life, you know, the album. And it's just apropos for the event.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
How tough was it to get him?
Very tough.
Yeah?
Very tough.
No, you're making that up.
No.
You told him who you were and what you wanted, and he thought, yeah, that's a great cause.
Anything for you, Craig, yes. No, we're very excited about it. We've been looking for last year we had Judy Collins, who was great. But we wanted to really step it up a couple of notches this year, so we were looking for the right act, and he was touring in the right time period, you know, nearby, and it all worked out.
Stevie Winwood, that's a great, great, great act.
Thank you.
Going to be a lot of fun.
And so when do tickets go on sale?
Well, the pre-sale is going to start next week with those members we were talking about. That's key, and then they'll go on sale after that for the general public. And there's two kinds of tickets. You can come as a guest or you can come as a VIP, and that's that extra cocktail time that you probably enjoy.
Yeah, we're in.
And some neat stuff. We've got raffle tickets, chance to get some signed things, meet Mr. Winwood backstage, and just have a good time. So it's some of that celebrity stuff that we love to do.
So I'm going to see Jeff with a cocktail walking down the red carpet.
Stevie Winwood. You know? Stevie, when are we going to get together again? Yeah, that's good times.
So it should be a lot of fun. And this is just the beginning of a lot of these events. We want to do that kind of red carpet appeal to bring it back to downtown. That's something that we're moving towards, and those celebrity moments. So not only the live entertainment, but, you know, those stars.
I got to tell you, you know, Fred and I have been doing this radio show well over 2 years, and folks are always amused at the guests that we have on the show because they're like, gosh, I never thought about talking to that or listening to that person about whatever the history of the culture or some event or something. And so when Fred and I were talking about the show today, we thought, yeah, you know, our friend is going to bring from, you know, our downtown friends, Caitlin, are going to bring you guys from the Fox. And initially I thought, yeah, the Fox, that's a no-brainer. That'll be a lot of fun. And then Fred and I started talking about it, and we're like, holy mackerel, the Fox, you guys have done such a transformation to that facility. And I'm not talking about the building, because that had already been done. But you have taken this really cool icon of our downtown, and you're filling it now with acts that are so wonderful. It's going to be one of the first places people think of when they want to go out and see a show.
We hope so, yeah.
And it's got to be. I mean, just looking at this flyer, I mean, everyone from David Sanborn and Pat Metheny, Mary Chapin Carpenter, to the Russian Ballet, the Moscow Ballet for Christmas. What family doesn't want to have that sort of a memory, you know, a tradition with their family to go see the Nutcracker during Christmas time?
Absolutely. I mean,
and you've got everything in between. You're showing old movies. You're having cool functions. Can people still rent the Fox out for private functions?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we hired Tamara to help us out with.
Yeah, that's something we want to move into more and be able to be part of the community and let them be part of the Fox and come in and have their holiday parties, their special presentations, or their weddings. We have this great old 1930s photo of a wedding downstairs in the Fox Den. We want to do that again.
I mean, downstairs in the Fox Den.
Yeah, they had a wedding, and it's a great shot. And why not do that again? You know?
What's the Fox Den?
The Fox Den, we have a couple lounges, and it's something that people can rent to kind of enhance their concert experience or their movie time. And they can go down there and have different events and functions. We've done casting calls. We've done special parties, book signings, all kinds of things. So just a great area downtown or upstairs in the Stratford Lounge that people can do extra things.
That's very cool.
Now, one of the things, too, I mean, we're talking about, you know, things that cost money, the membership, the events and stuff. But one of the cool things about the Fox is that once a month, with Second Saturday, there's always a free venue. The Fox is a free venue.
Not always, but often. Sometimes we'll have a book show that night, so we're not free.
There you go.
But more often than not, we are free, and we are free this coming September 2nd Saturdays.
Yeah, Leanne Savage, who is one of our Tucson favorites, is going to be coming out and playing two shows that night, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, she is high energy, good times.
Awesome. She is, kind of country rock stuff. And the first show's at 7 always, and the second show's around 8:15, 8:30. And it's just a great way to see the Fox if you've never been in there. It's amazing. Every time we do a show, you know, a quarter to a half of the audience will never have been in the theater. So
really?
Still kind of the best kept secret in Tucson or somehow, I don't know. But yeah, so anyway, that's a great way for people that have never been down to check it out, see some music in there, and get a feel for what it would be like. If they want to get, you know, the membership would be great, and you can do that on our website. But you can also just get on our e-blast list. So that's a weekly e-blast. Goes out to about 17, 18,000 people right now. And that tells you everything coming up right away in the next week or so, plus what's coming down the pike in the next few months. So that's at www.foxtucson.com. That's our website. Easy to get to, foxtucson.com.
How many people does the Fox sit?
Just about 1,200. Depending on the show, we'll sometimes close off the back balcony, make it around 1,000. But, yeah, it's a great size hall. I mean, there's just so much music, you know, jazz, blues, rock and roll, classic rock, singer-songwriters. Just really no kind of music that's not just, you know, exceptional in there.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right.
Yeah,
one of my favorite movies, it's a little thing called Dead on Sight. When are you guys going to show it there?
You know, I'm working on Craig.
We showed a short clip of it at Oscars 2 years ago.
We
but
did.
Yes, we are working on it. On the movie front, I do want to mention, because we do care about the classic films and that whole, you know, that piece of our history. We are showing two Sidney Poitier films in September. We're doing a little mini Sidney Poitier festival. So that's To Sir With Love, middle of the month, and then In the Heat of the Night at the end of the month. So for all these Sidney Poitier fans out there, come on down.
Very cool.
That's nice.
Okay, trivia question.
Trivia question. So the first movie that was shown at the Fox Theater in 1930.
Happy Days Are Here Again. That's not the name of it.
Yeah, and I'm betting, Jeff, you don't remember the name of it.
Of course I remember. It's Over the Rainbow, Fred.
No, you're wrong.
Darn it! Well, whoever gets it, we're going to give them two tickets to the Pat Metheny concert at the Fox. And that
and what we'll do is we'll give them a gift certificate to 1712, have some pizza and craft beer, and then they check out a show at the Fox.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And so that's October 1st, Monday night, October 1st, and that's with our friends at the Rialto co-promoted show.
Perfect. All right, folks. I got to tell you guys are some of the reasons that Tucson is a great place to live. Thanks for all the work you do. Keep it up, please.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you. Thanks for your good work supporting all we do.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you at the Fox.
Thanks. And, folks, that's another Fred and Jeff show in the books. We hope to see you, or we hope you hear us again next week.
Yeah, make sure you do go visit us at fredandjeff.com.
Right.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. And next week we'll announce the winner of the big Facebook like contest.
Right. And we'll also have some more, because we haven't given anything away from Mayfield Forest in a while. But this is a good one this week. Remember, send Fred an email to fred@fredandjeff.com. Tell him the name of the movie that first played at the Fox, and you're going to win Pat Metheny tickets and some craft beer. So see you next week here on the Fred and Jeff Show.